You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora whānau, you are on BFM. We're going to hear from Zoe Monk now. She is one of the many people involved in the awesome band Eggy, which is based over in Melbourne. They've had a bit of a rough year, as we all know. They've had some pretty serious lockdowns, and that's been hard for the music scene over there. But they have nonetheless managed to release an awesome record. It's called Bravo, with an exclamation mark at the end. And we've had a couple of those tracks end up on the BFM playlist because they're awesome. I would say this kind of sits in the wheelhouse of people who like Kate Le Bon or Tim Presley or their sort of weird side project Drinks. It's also very cool for people who like a bit of jangly guitar and that sort of Melbourne Flying Nun art pop adjacent sound as well. So if that sounds like you, then keep listening. Keep listening anyway, because it's awesome to have a chat with Zoe. She is the synth player. She also plays a few other instruments. They have been quite an interesting band in terms of experimenting with not necessarily your traditional instruments on this record, which you'll hear a little bit more about in a minute. Zoe's also one of the songwriters, and she sings as well. They all kind of do a little bit of everything in this project, which is, I think, pretty awesome. So let's have a chat. Zoe is going to be telling us at the beginning of this about the rest of the band members.
Okay, so Lucy Packham plays keys and also sings. Dom Moore plays guitar and also sings, and Charlie Wolfenholme plays drums, and Sam Lyons plays guitar and sax. We all do, like, swap and change, and everyone kind of plays whatever as well. But I can tell you, I don't know what to tell you about each of them individually. I can tell you their star signs and what they do for a job. Or ages ago, like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, we started hanging out, and pretty much we just one night decided that we all liked music and that it would be fun to play music together, and it just kind of snowballed from there. At the start it was kind of, we just played covers at parties and stuff like that. It was a bit more of a gag thing, but then eventually we sort of took it more serious and then put out an album. So that's pretty much it.
It's a pretty good origin story, pretty classic origin story for a good kind of friendship project into an actually really awesome band. It sounds like you don't always use the most traditional instruments as well as using, you know, your classic stuff. I see that you used a water cooler in one of your songs. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I guess a lot of it was really just like we were really down to experiment and just take things on a whim. And so I guess it helps as well, the structures of the songs are quite basic, and so they leave a lot of room to experiment on top of that. And then I think when you combine the sort of that with being in a group of people who are really down to all push the limits of what you could use or what can be done, or like it kind of makes that synergy.
The tracks, and how do you kind of get your lyrics together? Because you kind of touch on all sorts of like pop culture references and contemporary politics, a little bit of everything kind of comes into what you make. How do you actually go about writing the songs themselves, the lyrics?
I can only speak on my behalf. I'm not too sure how Luce and Dom do theirs. Mine are probably a bit more surrealist based. I'm trying not to be too deliberate in the way it comes across, so it kind of leaves it open to interpretation for people, and that's kind of more my style. But yeah, Dom's are more the pop culture and politics one.
I think there is like a wonderful kind of bonkersness to the whole band, which is really infectious to listen to. Have you had a chance to perform any of this live yet, or has it all just been total lockdown?
Not since the album came out. We played one show just before we went into the first lockdown, and we played probably 5 songs that are on the album, but it was still, it still wasn't out, and we hadn't put out even a single, I think, at that point. So So, yeah, it all still is going to be really fresh and new when we finally do get to play it.
What has been the way that the music community in Melbourne, especially because you guys have had such a long and a hard lockdown, what has been some of the ways you've been coping or like continuing those kind of relationships over this isolation period?
Yeah, that it's definitely been really different because normally you go to a show here and you just see so many people you know and, yeah, you keep those connections up like that. I guess, you know, all through social media and then just hyping each other up when, because people still have been putting out music here and just getting on board and trying to like, I guess, yeah, more digital stuff and trying to keep the community going that way. But it, I mean, we were just on the most strict lockdown. Like we couldn't leave our home, so we really didn't have options otherwise to even do like any sort of social fundraiser or something for artists. It was just kind of like, you know, buy merch and listen to people's music and support them however you can from the company account.
That you are kind of coming out of that lockdown space, what are some of your hopes for the music scene and for Iggy as a band? Are you guys hoping you're going to be able to get out there and play some shows soon, or is it still a bit up in the air?
Nah, it's actually looking really positive over here at the moment now. Like, I'm seeing a show tomorrow night for the first time since the first lockdown.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been seated for a while, but tomorrow night's going to be standing, which is awesome, and yeah, shows are really booking up. I have one in a couple of weeks and then a few in February, and like there's council events happening and outdoors and indoors. It kind of feels like everything's coming back to life, which is really exciting and positive.
That's a super exciting thing, especially heading into the summer as well. It's been a pretty hectic year for Australia, because even before the pandemic kind of hit this side of the world, you guys had the bushfire crisis raging. Is it sort of weird to be making music in and amongst all of this kind of crisis around you? I think what I've loved about this record is there's a really like a joyfulness to it, but there's a kind of an urgency to the way you make tunes, and somehow for me at least listening to it, it sits nicely within the kind of just chaos of this year. How does it feel to be, I guess, making music as an artist in Australia at the moment?
I like that, the chaos amongst the chaos. I'm glad we could be that. definitely challenging. It was kind of interesting though, in lockdown everyone sort of had to adapt, and so like a lot of bands have been sending each other just WAV files and working on songs like that. But in terms of like the social context, I guess you kind of just have to keep making music and you have to keep making art, otherwise your soul just kind of fade away in amongst all the shit that's going on.
What kind of stuff do you, I guess, take as inspiration when you're making music?
Shapes. I think shapes are really, it just makes sense in my brain to think about music like that, like thinking in terms of the shape of a song and the texture and the way you apply that. I probably take more inspiration from those kind of things than I would from, yeah, my own feelings or something. Mm. Like, it's a lot more of a methodical process for me.
How does that work? I mean, it's probably quite a hard thing to explain, but how does that work? Do you sort of like visualize the shapes, or do things inspire you? That's a really interesting way of writing, I think.
Yeah, well, I tend to write sort of in loops, and like to me, when I think about something being like a rigid loop, it kind of feels like you're playing like a square rhythm, and then sort of if you can visualize that, then you can add like the fluid elements on top, which is all that kind of like percussion and this bonkers instrumentation that goes on. That's kind of how it makes sense in my head. We'll be right back.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.